all these brands, in one way or the other, they built themselves. If I didn't have Hermosa, I wouldn't have a the Oliveira show. I wouldn't have a Baneta, a brand for African ready-to-wear. And I wouldn't have Adjere Fantasy. So what I'm trying to do now is elevate these brands and put in as much creativity as I can to ensure that each and every one of them stands.
Good morning. My name is Jude Morde, the COO of Stoba Nigeria Limited. Stoba Nigeria Limited is a management and tanker consulting company that advises businesses. Today on Smart Growth, we have with us Olivia Andrews. Olivia, you're welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Can you tell us what you do and how you do it and how you can remain so elegant?
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. So my name is Olivia Andrew and I am an entrepreneur. I am also a journalist and I also do marketing and brand development. So aside this, I am a full-scale entrepreneur. I am a fashion designer, a fashion stylist, and I also design fabrics. And I am also the founder of The Oliveira Show. So basically, I am more of a creative person. I do things, everything you can think about art, everything you can think about creativity. That is my thing, and that's what I love to do. So,
wow, that's quite a capful that you have, and intentional. How do you combine all these things, be successful? How do you do that? And can you share how you started and what was the motivation, inspiration you had that got you into the creative world that you are in?
Okay, so I would start from when I came to Lagos. I came to Lagos to study. So when I came to Lagos, I got to uni in my 100 level first semester. I was just a student, you know, a random student that would go to class and come back. So alongside in 100 level second semester, you know, as life continually, you know, as I grew and developed myself, I figured out that, okay, there was more to this person. I started off by joining the radio station in school. I became a very, you know, great part of the radio station in my university. And after that, I just wanted to be financially stable and financially independent without having to call home all the time that I want this, want that. So I remember starting off my very first fashion brand, Hermosa Olive Couture. Before getting into school, a phone was given to me, but apparently in school, I sold it to start my first business. And a friend of mine actually, you know, added to that money. And that was how I started Hermosa. I started Hermosa with just like 60,000 naira. I had I would call her an aunt in school. She literally walked me through. I would literally, you know, sketch a lot of designs. I would bring it to her and tell her, this is what I want to do. She was like, okay, whatever money you have, bring it and let's make this work. So that was how we made my very first collection from the sketch I had made over time. Then when I got home, my uncle I haven't heard from in a while. When I was very young, more like 3 years, he used to, you know, come around, you know, play with me as a child and everything. So one fateful day, I got a call from my aunt that, oh, this person was literally calling. He was asking of me, myself and my mom. So that was how I got through to my uncle. And when he saw what I was doing, he was impressed. He asked my age. I told him my age. Then he was like, wow. And you're thinking about this kind of thing, because I had to share that vision with him. So that was how he also said, okay, I'm giving you this. Do something great with this brand. First thing I did was contact somebody at Mushin. I made my branded bags. I made my business card, I made my tags, and that was how the dream started. And it started because I had good friends. The moment I made that first post, it was like I was doing something. It was more like it was a big deal for everybody, because the encouragement, the love, it really pushed me that I didn't stop there. Because as time went by, it wasn't easy at all in school, because times were really hard. And even the business, most times you would try to look for, you know, money to, like, even after I made those branded bags and everything, I didn't know much about branding. I didn't know much about marketing. So it was just me doing my thing. No, it was my passion, but I didn't really know, okay, the right way to push it. But I just knew that I was always telling people. Then I got this popular name in school. Some of my friends would say Hermosa. Some of them would say Couture or Olive Couture. Then moving forward, that was in 200 level. I was, after my radio program, I stepped out and I was talking. I said, because during the year before, I was always trying to send out my designs to fashion shows, and they didn't reply me, probably maybe because I didn't have, you know, because, you know, most of all these people, they look at your branding, they look at your name and your social media presence sometimes. You understand? So I didn't have all those things. Then I sat down, I talked about it. I said, why not come up with an idea, have a fashion show, just a small one, that would feature upcoming designers like yourself. And over time, you know, if I get to have sponsors, those upcoming designers like myself, we could give them sewing machines, industrial machines. That was a vision. And I just blotted it out outside. And my friends were like, oh, this is good though. Then I went back inside that very day. I thought of a name. Then the name popped up in my head, the Olive Era. What does it mean? Like, this is my era. So it popped up in my head, the Olive Era. And that was how I sat down. I think it was 3 a.m. in the night, and I brought out my phone. I downloaded Canva that very day, and I designed a flyer.
Okay.
And yeah, with those pictures I've taken of my first collections, I put it there, the Olive Era show. I would say if I look at that flyer now, I think I laugh at myself a lot, because I was so proud of the effort. I was so proud of, you know, and when I dropped the flyer, like that night, the comments, oh my goodness, OMG Olivia, you're doing this. So that was a boost. That was when I knew that, okay, I really did have friends, people who were solidly behind me and they were watching me. So I didn't just want to stop there. I had to just follow that passion. Planning the show was not easy. I got to plan with friends, but along the line, some of them left because, you know, they weren't seeing the result. Money was not coming in. But I'm always so grateful to the church. I spoke to some of the people in my church, and some of them started giving donations. Some would give, you know, 50, 70. That was how I compiled the money. Then I sold tickets. Then anytime the ticket money came in, I would, you know, put it back, put it into something that has to do with my show. Then a few of my friends that were still there for the show, they helped me push the show as well. They helped me tell their family and friends to get tickets. Then this my uncle who helped me again the very first time when I was in. So he was like, what are you up to again? Because I don't get to hear from him. Sometimes he has to call my aunt and send a message through my aunt. And I had to tell him, oh, uncle, this is what I'm planning. This is what I want to do. It was like the fact that you are so young. I think I was 17. No, I was around 18 or so. I don't know. But the fact that I was so young and I had this kind of dream, he was always so impressed, and he was always willing to support me with whatever I had. And he also, like, he gave me what he had. My friend introduced me to her father. That was how they leased out. I did my show at JME Barrow at Ikeja, and you understand. And I came in as a young entrepreneur because he was also surprised. Oh, she's the one. Because I always got the question, are you the owner of the show? Are you the one doing this thing? So I would say it was a miracle. I did that. And when I did that, you know, it didn't just end there. I just saw myself wanting to do more. But there were times that I was always like, oh my goodness, why am I even doing this thing? Sometimes, because some people will tell you, don't you think you're doing too much? You really don't have enough. Why are you always
putting yourself in these spaces, but I choose not to always let these things get to me, you know, validations, because my friends were always like, oh, don't you think this is too much? I think you should slow down. So after my show, everything went silent. And I mean, I was like, is this it? I thought if I did my first show, I would literally have so much money and everything would start booming. But I didn't know that it was, you know, a process. It doesn't just come like that. You need to build yourself. So I accepted the fact that that was a foundation.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I really got carried away. I know that there's a vision and there's an intentionality. And then, of course, reaching out to actually implement. Perseverance was equally there from all that you have said. And, of course, support from friends and family and all that. And again, that expectations, startups don't usually fly immediately. But then you were quite prepared for the journey. Now, going through it, your clientele, how have you been able to build, and how many are they for now?
Okay, so aside my fashion brand and my show, I also have a brand called Adire Fantasy, which is like my newest brand right now. I make fabrics, because the reason why I started making my own fabrics was because I just wanted something unique. I didn't just want to go with the regular print anymore. I wanted to make my own fabrics and say, okay, this is my design. So that was how Adire Fantasy came about. And so far, so good. Adire Fantasy has been an amazing brand. I have a couple of clients, because now my fabrics are not just used for clothing anymore.
Okay.
I make furnitures with them, vintage furnitures.
That's great.
Yes. So far, so good. For my show, I know that, yes, I have a fan base. I have people that anticipate these things, mostly in my school, my friends, and, you know, family. Then for Adire Fantasy, I've also had a couple of good clients, because these furnitures are actually they are brilliant ideas, and they are very, very amazing.
Oh, wow, that's great. And believing that you hope to double your clients, and what strategy do you have? I can see from the breakouts that you have done from your brand, and the things you have said you are into, your publicity, you are into shows, and now you looked at it, how do I build? And that's how Adire Fantasy came. So what else is in the kitty?
Well, right now, I feel there's already four brands. So what I'm trying to do now is build them better, because all these brands, in one way or the other, they built themselves. If I didn't have Hermosa, I wouldn't have the Oliveira show. I wouldn't have a Baneta, a brand for African ready-to-wear. And I wouldn't have Adire Fantasy. So they are kind of like, so I registered a mini company some years back, Olivia Andrews Couture. So these brands are more like children to that mini company. So what I'm trying to do now is elevate these brands and put in as much creativity as I can to ensure that each and every one of them stands.
Okay. Well, in terms of revenue, how rewarding has that been? Well, you have like about six different avenues, outlets that you have now, business ideas that you have put in. So in terms of revenue, how is it going?
Okay, I would be very fair, because doing this business, I was in school. I would say that for the revenue, it was actually enough to sustain me like so well to an extent in school. And this year I did pause, because I just started focusing on my businesses again now because of my final year, because that was the line I had to always draw. I knew when it was time to focus on studies, because obviously fees are being paid and I wouldn't want to disappoint, you know, even if they were not really happy with me starting my business at a very early stage.
So I always knew where to draw the line. So it was more like, oh, when it was time for school, business aside, I'm focused on my studies, focused on the radio station in school. But yeah, so far so good. The revenue turnout has been, it's not really what I want, but I would say it's been amazing.
Amazing. Very amazing.
Yeah, it's been amazing. But yeah, it's been amazing because at least it helps me sort out my needs. Like, I know that it's a thing of, you know, you are working, and when you need something, you're able to take from that place and do it for yourself without having to beg or ask.
Okay. That's great. Well, I'm quite glad meeting you and hearing all these your tales, how you've gone about what you are doing, which is quite inspiring for that and for the age, the intentionality, the vision, because there must be a vision before and then intention to ensure that yes, what I get. Nigeria is pretty challenging. The business world is pretty challenging, but then it's something that we just have to follow. It's something we have to follow. Now, one of the things that I may be asking, because now you have started, and now you are more focused on the business. The academic part is past, even though there's still development, capacity development along the line, because we never can say we have known all the things. I still learn. Some of the things you said are things that are instructional to me. Now, I will look at it that you may need to structure your business. Now, which ones are the golden goose? Which ones do we focus more on? Do I need help in terms of getting collaborators? Collaborators could be your workers. It could be people that can come in and partner with you to give you more ideas or to help you to run the race. You know, in business, we have the ideation stage, those who are full of ideas, and we have those who are the implementers who can run with it, but they must share the vision. You have a fantastic vision, and that intention that you must achieve success there, not really looking at the revenue. Yeah, the revenue is important, but it is that passion that one has, and to follow, to be focused in what one is doing, knowing that it is right, and knowing how to fulfill who are my clients, what do they really want. I saw something that you said, you spoke when you set up at the Rare Fantasy. That's more like a breakout. Yeah, people want bespoke closed clothing, but now how can I also look at other areas? Yeah, they want to wear good.
Yes.
Yeah, but they also want to be in a very good environment.
Yes.
That they look and say, oh wow, I'm relaxed in this place, and you have branched into those ones. That's quite a good business idea and a move that you have. So now you've done all these ones, what next?
Well, right now, I'm not even going to lie, my focus is on Adire Fantasy, because Adire Fantasy is kind of like, it's a very unique brand, because when I started off that brand, I literally just sat back one day. I was going through my phone and I figured out that, okay, like mostly in Mexico, they deal with colors a lot, and their furnitures, their chairs are very unique. And I just took my time. I was always going to the wood market, furniture stores, and all I could see there was just, you know, normal velvet plain furnitures. And I was like, okay, I really love vintage chairs, those olden days chairs we used to have then, because I grew up with my grandpa. So I literally, like, I still remember those days when you come and meet them sitting on that armchair and they're swinging. I was like, okay, why don't I do something like and use more like a traditional fabric for this kind of chair, more like remodeling the old style vintage chairs. So that was how I contacted one of my fabric makers in the East. I got a very special Eastern fabric. as well. They call it the Akwete fabric. And I brought it. And when I brought it home, understand, everybody was kind of like, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. What do you want to use it for? I said it was for a chair. They were like, are you sure? But I said, okay. So, and my Ajire fabrics, because I had some that I'd already made. And I also did some other fabric. I paint designs and fabrics as well. So all those fabrics, I brought them together. I said, okay, let me try it out on a vintage furniture. What I did at first was I sketched out my furniture design, because I sketched out my furniture design. And when it came out, I had to also look for inspiration online to add, you know, some good essence. Then when I saw the sketch, I said, I don't feel if I give this to a furniture maker, they would understand it the way I picture it. So that was how I met with a friend. My friend was like, oh, do you realize that you can actually use AI to do your graphics and everything? Just you get your fabrics, get the sketch and everything. And we actually used a particular app and the chairs came out the way we wanted it. So I took the pictures to the furniture makers and there we have it. I was able to make exactly the same fabric, because most questions I get is, are you sure that this furniture, you have these fabrics? I tell them, calm down. Before I would put something on my page, I know that I'm ready to go through every length to make sure that you, what you see is what you get.
Well, that is great. Now we've spoken about your business and all that. What do you do to relax your brain? Because it's also a component of business success.
Well, for a long time now, I've actually been telling myself that I need rest, because for the truth, people that know me know that I don't rest. If I'm not in the market, I also walk. I do 9-to-5 sometimes. I work for people as well, brand development and everything. So if I'm not in the market, I'm either working on somebody's project. So sometimes I really don't have anything I do to like, but I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to find a hobby and just take one day out and just be like, okay, this is Olivia's day, no phone, nothing. And I feel that very soon I'm going to get to that stage, because right now I'm looking for money.
I think you need that so that you don't burn out. You have such wonderful ideas and the way you go about them and all that, it's quite strategic and all that. Yeah. But then sometimes you also need to, creation could just be, you just lie down, raise your legs and in your room and then just think, just allow your mind to just, so you could just go to conservation center there, just look at nature. It even helps your creativity. There's quite a whole lot of it, so that you don't get burned out while you are making all that money, you know. So happy to have you here. I know I've learned quite a lot from you, and I know that our viewers would have learned from somebody who is so young and has a vision and is intentional about assessing that vision. It's quite an inspiration. Thank you very much for stopping, Olivia, and it's happy meeting you. I know we'll meet frequently.
Definitely.
And I wish you success along the business line.
Thank you so much, sir.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.